If. I have always found the word, if, fascinating. It can be our boon, but also our bane. For hardworking students, this word helps them envision a bright future. If I study hard, I will get a good grade. This possibility drives them forward, reminding them of the sweet reward that awaits. However, for unrealistic people, this word can set them down on a dangerous path of self-destruction. If the stock rises, I will be rich, said the person who poured all his savings into the stock market without any research. If the number 8 typhoon signal remains hoisted tomorrow, school will be cancelled, exclaimed the student who decided not to revise for the next day's exam. Sure, letting our imagination run wild isn't a bad thing. In fact, having a creative mind helps keep our brains healthy and flexible. I am sure we all have drifted off to ponder silly things during classes, thoughts like, if a fire were to break out, I would jump out the window and land with a double spin, or, if I won the lottery, I would buy a yacht. These imaginations provide us with an escape from our mundane lives. Sometimes, the word, if, becomes our teacher. It allows us to reflect on our past behavior, so that we know how to improve ourselves and, hopefully, not to make the same mistake twice. For example, someone didn't wear a thick enough coat in winter and is under the weather. If I had worn something warmer, I would not have gotten sick, is what that person may say, or, if only I had put on a coat, I would have been fine. Fascinating, isn't it? If blurs the impenetrable boundary between reality and imagination. It invigorates us but also sings a siren song that tricks us into believing in an illusion. I hope you are not intimidated by it and find it interesting just as I do.